You know, speaking now with Brent Wetypka, obviously coming off of a great performance out in Red Deer at the Senior Canadian Nationals, Brent. But for you, you're telling me you're pretty happy with your summer on the course. You know, you're happy with the way you played?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way I played. I practiced quite a bit this year. You know, I finished well in the provincial seniors. I actually won our club championship here a couple of weeks ago, and making the cut at the Canadians was just kind of icing on the cake.
For sure, going into provincials was your goal. Obviously, you know, you're always shooting to win, but secondary, was it to get on that team and get a chance to go experience Red Deer?
Yeah, that was the primary goal, yeah, to try and make the team and get a chance to go to Red Deer, for sure.
Yeah, so you obviously were a golf pro, and you're great at the game, but you were out of amateur for a long time and then got back into it. I think your first Nationals might have been, well, seniors might have been 2019 after Regina, and you can correct me if I'm wrong there, Brent, but I think, was there some nerves getting back into it before? And I think now you had that one under your belt and you were able to kind of let loose a little bit in Red Deer. Is that fair?
That is a fair statement, yeah. I was pretty much in awe going to Cedar Brae. I actually met Gary Cowan for the first time. I played golf with him when I was 16 years old in Swift Current. He came and did an exhibition in Swift Current, and I ran into him at Cedar Brae, and it was quite an experience. I got to go. I went up and talked to him, and he was very gracious, and I doubt he remembered it, but no, it was a good experience. I went to, I think it was 2021 last year, I went to Quebec and played in the Canadian seniors there too. I wasn't quite as nervous as I was the first time, but this go around here in Red Deer, I felt pretty comfortable. The people I was with were fantastic, and it was great just to be able to drive out there and have your own vehicle and, you know, experience it that way.
Yeah, location is a huge part of it. Talking with Halsey, he said it was just, you know, Thornhill. I mean, it was a great national for the mid-am, but obviously it Red Deer was just, you know, a different level. Dean Manns did a fantastic job. And your play, you know, 43rd overall and a tie for 6th and super seniors right there with Colin. You're weak. You got to be happy with that. 75, 81, maybe a little bit up there on the second day, but then 77, 76, a great week there, Brent.
Yeah, it was a good week for me. It you never quite get prepared for what you're in for up there. You can practice here on our facilities and our green speeds here, and you think you're ready to go, but when you get to the Nationals, it's a totally different experience. I think the second day is, you know, we all have these days where you just cannot get any momentum going. Nothing seems to fall for you. You know, you hit a shot a little bit offline and it ends up in the worst possible place you can be with no way to get up and down. But, you know, that's golf. You just kind of deal with it and just keep going for it.
The team aspect as well, you guys are right there for a second place finish. I mean, Alberta runs away with it at one under, but, you know, I think it was 14 over, second BC at 10, Ontario is 12, just two shots out of a medal. You guys got to be proud of that as well, including your leading three growths on in round one.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I know Halsey wanted to win one. He says he's never won one. He's finished second a number of times, so, you know, we couldn't bring it home for him, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, keeps the competitive juices flowing in experience like this, because I understand off the course it was a great week as well with all the guys.
Off the course was fantastic. You know, the membership at Red Deer Golf Club were terrific. You know, they give up their golf course for a full week, and they come out and they volunteer. They're there every day, and, you know, we were treated like royalty from the day we stepped on the course till the day we left. From in the pro shop to the bag boys to the staff upstairs in the restaurant, they were all just terrific. Really, really,
yeah,
good. They really wanted you to be there. And I know in the last round that we played, I made a point to talk to everyone that was there. The people out on the course, the marshals, the rules committee, the four caddies.
Mm-hmm.
And just let them know how we appreciated them. And every other golfer that was there did the same thing, too. It was just a really good experience, just a great experience. It's going to be a real hard act to follow wherever it's set up next year.
Yeah, well, that's obviously Golf Canada, just rave reviews. Obviously, you know, the ladies had a great time in Winnipeg. You guys had a great time in Red Deer. It's that Western Canadian hospitality, right? It's hard to beat.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
Well, you and Kathy both had great years. Thanks for catching up, Brent, and, you know, thanks for recapping your season. And a great one, and I can't wait to see you again in July, wherever our seniors may be.
Okay, will do. Thanks very much.